Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is a great member of our Brain Trust, has been now for about 15 years. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We've known him a long time, though, folks. We've known him in a couple of other jobs. He just keeps coming back and continuing to do great work. And almost always, most of the time I've known him, has been on behalf of small businesses. And that's what we like about him. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And you guys have been busy little beavers working on some research, haven't you, on what small business owners are saying about things.
We have, Jim. We're just trying to keep up with you. I mean, you're able to reach so many thousands of small businesses, and we try to do the same. So we've been asking 1,000 small business owners, randomly sampled every quarter, and asking them how things have gone, how they're doing now, and what their outlook is for the next 6 months.
What do they tell you?
Well, this won't surprise you, Jim, because you've got your finger on the pulse of Main Street, but they tell us that things are pretty darn good. Our index went up to over 2 points this past quarter, and it's all the way up to 68.7. That means that 68.7% of the small businesses who we surveyed said that things are looking really good, and that type of optimism and confidence in the economy is the highest when they're looking at their local economy, things that are happening in their own community. Small businesses are really bullish on what's going on.
And you know what I like about these indexes and these numbers we're getting from you and my polling and from other folks, our friends at the NFIB and people like that. The reason I like this, Tom, is what I was tracking, as you know and as you alluded, I was tracking this. I track it every month and have been now for over 20 years. But when the stock market went nuts in November of 2016, when the only thing that had happened was we had an election, small businesses didn't get excited. They perked up a little bit, but my point is they waited a few months to see how things were really happening and what things were really going to be looking like. And they sort of held their powder a little bit, and then eventually when things got it looked like things really were going to be good, then they started responding. My point is this: we can't cash emotion, we can't eat exuberance on Main Street. We have to have real sales, and that's how we're different from Wall Street. Main Street is different from Wall Street. So when you see these numbers, Tom, that you guys are talking about, that you're getting right now, these are real, thoughtful, serious, backed up by business numbers. And that's what I like about these. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And I think we did see, at the same time the stock market shot up, we saw an incredible spike right after the election. And I mean, you and I know the reason. It's because small business owners had kind of a hurricane force wind at their face.
That's right.
When it comes with to high taxes and high regulation coming out of Washington, D.C. And the fact that that hurricane would actually stop was enough to send optimism through the roof. Now, what you said, actually, I think is really telling, and that is that exuberance calmed down a little bit because there was a sense of, okay, so we think that it's going to be good. How's it going to play out? And the fact that lower taxes and less regulation is equating to more sales is really what is keeping this index going up and up and up. This is the fifth quarter that we've seen the index go up since we started it.
Yeah, we worship at the throne of results out here on Main Street. We have to see the real deal in our. We have to hear the cash register ringing. It's not that we aren't capable of seeing a trend happening and getting excited about that, but before we get full throated behind it, we have to see the results. And having a regulations cut down. Almost ended. Growth in regulations basically ended with the tax cuts. With having a government that doesn't act like it's against us, like we're the enemy. That's a big deal, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and I think research is really only one piece of the puzzle. It's up to folks like me, and we're certainly grateful to you for the amount of small business owners who you reach. But we've got to get out to where small business owners live and work, and that's what we've been doing. I just got back from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Tom, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us the Minneapolis tour after the break, and some more research, some more in this recent survey that I think you'll find very interesting, folks, with our good friend Tom Sullivan. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He and I will be right back. It's 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.